Utopia 2, and the early reactions are in.
Hops and Wild?
Wild and Hops.
The dream team. Zootopia 2 is being called an absolute blast. It's a hilarious feel-good family adventure.
I'm Kaylee, the snake.
And your last name?
The snake.
And a wildly smart and outstanding sequel that's well worth the wait.
Where can I be the greatest partners of all time?
Togetherness. Never mind. Forget I said it.
Disney's Zootopia 2. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets available now.
Hey, this is 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket. Here comes Diggins. Here comes Diggins.
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Diggins.
Yes.
To the line.
Yes.
And it is
yes.
Jesse Diggins.
Goal.
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Texas Tech moves in the top four college football playoff ranking. Tigers lose a linebacker to the transfer portal. Clemson Bama tonight. ACC tries to build on a 7-3 lead. BYU keeps their coach. Georgia can't keep their quarterback commitment. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, December the 3rd, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show. A lot to do today. Dr. Steve Martin won't be with us today. Dr. Martin texted me last night. A season-ending surgery for a Clemson athlete at 7 o'clock today. So, with that said, he said, I've been busy with these season, you know, postseason injuries and postseason surgeries. He won't join us today. He'll do his normal day job. But Dane Young is going to preview SEC Championship 8:05, Georgia and Alabama. We'll get Andrew Oliphant's thoughts on Tiger Woods' comments yesterday at 8:25. Besides that, a lot of coaching news and notes, a lot of college football news and notes, a transfer portal note, some college basketball stuff from last night and tonight, and even a little college baseball stuff on the show today, as the guy that we're producing, the guy who I hadn't seen in 10 days, 11 days,
been Sam like Jones. 2 weeks. It's been
yeah,
a minute, man.
Yeah. How you been, man? Sam Jones, how you doing?
I am delightful. I'm glad to be back. I set a new personal record because there was a ton of ice on my car this morning for latest departure from my apartment to get here.
Yeah.
But we're here, and we got here on time.
I have the last year bought me and my wife the the spray you spray on your window when you have ice, and I thought about using it. It was enough where I could get rid of the ice in my neighborhood though. Like I've got about a quarter of a mile through the neighborhood, and so I've got it blared on the defrost, And so I said, "Nah, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait for the really thick stuff at some point. I'm hoping I don't have to use that at all. Hadn't used it yet. Hoping I don't have to use that at all. So Thanksgiving good."
Yeah, it was
travels
fantastic.
Good. Safe travels to Cleveland.
Safe travels. I had snow on my car all week, and I had less trouble getting out of my parking lot then than I did today with the ice on the top of my windshield. So, that's a little odd, but safe travels. It was fun. Haven't caught up with either of you guys. How is everybody doing? How are we feeling?
Keanu's good. You with us, man? Everything good? You have a great Keanu tells me about a little cherry cobbler.
Cherry cobbler. It'll change your life.
It is.
It's life changing.
I like it, man. I got to put that on the list. Mine was good. I did one of the smartest things I did over the holidays was when my mother-in-law told me to take a plate home with me, because I came home Friday to, you know, to do the football thing by myself, you know. I can't watch Clemson games with anybody else in the room. Anyway, I made my plate, and then there was no room, man, you know, in a styrofoam thing you fold over the to-go box. But I stuffed in two deviled eggs in there.
Ooh-wee.
Man, Lord, what you talking about? My sister made deviled eggs. I went to her house on Thanksgiving. But it had a little kick to it. Like, there's a little, you know, a little pick-me-up in there, man. Like, a little spicy.
Spicy deviled eggs?
Yeah. Like, when it hits, you know what. She also made this for tailgate for the Furman game, I guess. Yeah, Furman game. She made this pasta salad that she put in banana peppers to give a little extra juice. So that was good. Anyway. So you're good? Everybody good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Awesome. My family's good. Everybody's good.
All right. I didn't get you guys' thoughts. By the way, Sam, we're going to do some basketball today.
Huge game tonight.
Yeah.
Massive game tonight.
In Tuscaloosa.
SEC ACC Challenge. I didn't check with the
7-3 ACC.
Man, the ACC started strong there. They did not close strong.
No. Duke beat Florida. Fourth ranked Duke beat 15th ranked Florida, 67-66. Syracuse upset 13th ranked Tennessee 62-60. That was a big upset,
That was a big win.
Up in the dome. 16th ranked North Carolina went to Kentucky and won 67-64. So number 16 beat number 18. The Gamecocks found a way to lose last night. Virginia Tech beats them in overtime 83-86. And Miami went to Ole Miss and won 75-66. Notre Dame beat Missouri, Madam Chairperson, 76-71. And Cal beat Utah 79-72. The only SEC wins last night were Georgia went down to Tallahassee, won 107-73. A&M beat Pittsburgh 81-73. And Oklahoma went to Wake Forest and won 86-68. So the visiting team.
That's huge, man. 7-3 for the ACC is huge after what we saw last year. Was last year when it was like 2-14 and Duke and Clemson were the only ones to get out of there?
Yeah, that was big, no doubt. I'll tell you about the games tonight. But you know what's crazy is that Duke won at home, Syracuse won at home, Notre Dame and California won at home. We had six teams go on the road and win last night in the ACC-SEC Challenge. Tonight, ACC-SEC Challenge, 6th-ranked Louisville at 25th-ranked Arkansas. Clemson goes to 12th-ranked Alabama, ESPNU, 7-15. LSU goes to Boston College. SMU goes to 17th-ranked Vanderbilt. NC State goes to Auburn, 20th-ranked Auburn. Virginia goes to Texas, and Mississippi State goes to Georgia Tech. So the ACC needing four wins tonight to take that one, and that would help for sure. So that's good. So we'll talk about that. Oh, by the way, in the rest of college basketball, ranked action from an evening ago, your Purdue team, number one in the country, Sam, they go to Rutgers. They take care of business, 81-65. Fifth-ranked UConn down Kansas, 61-56. Was that game at Kansas? They're the home team. That wasn't a neutral site game?
UConn's good, man.
UConn is good. UConn's That's
nasty.
A good win.
Solo ball. That's a good basketball team.
Pat Fitzgerald greets the crowd at Michigan State as Sparty downs Iowa 71-52. And then Southern Cal ranked 24th in the country, beats Oregon on the road 82-77. So some college basketball from last night. Anybody watch the college football ranking show last night? I just watched it online. I watched the Twitter reaction to it. Didn't watch it live. Any thoughts about everybody moving up one, from Georgia through Ole Miss, 3, 4, 5, and 6 now all move up one where A&M falls to 4, but Texas Tech's down in the sweet spot of getting a bye.
I think Texas Tech is probably where they need to be. I'm not sure there are three better teams than Texas Tech in the country right now, so yeah. I think them and Georgia's a pretty close draw at this point. I was a little surprised after the discourse that we had the last few days to see Ole Miss move up.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did. I'm glad this wasn't a Florida State situation where they were penalized for something that was out of the player's control, but a little surprised to see them moving up. I still don't understand. I don't understand moving Bama up over Notre Dame for one day. I don't know what that means they're going to do.
Well, Bama didn't even look good against Auburn. Bama struggled, and I don't know what Ryan Williams is doing, and I don't know what they didn't play their guys, and they struggled, and Auburn had a great chance to win the game, and yet Bama. And then the commissioner says, or you know, the chairman of the board says, well, Bama, you know, Auburn's a hard place to win. I was like, well, no, like A bunch of teams beat Auburn at Auburn this year. Kentucky beat Auburn at Auburn this year. That's not a tough place to win.
I mean, you figure by moving Notre Dame down under Bama, that indicates that regardless of what Bama does, you would think they might be in now after this game if they lose to Georgia this weekend. And then the flowchart's very easy now for Notre Dame. If BYU beats Texas Tech, if this logic is to hold, you'd think Notre Dame would be gone. And that's not what I would have said going into last night, so I'm a little confused by all of that.
Sam, think about this. For some reason, they say head-to-head matters when they're only one spot, when they're right next to each other. I'm like, no, head-to-head should matter a lot of the time.
Certainly doesn't matter with Miami.
If BYU loses, Miami's going to be backed up to Notre Dame, and then so can you do, hey, man, they play head-to-head, Miami won.
They won't. They will leave. I would be stunned if they didn't leave Notre Dame. They've shown the entire process that they view Notre Dame as a three or four spot better team until this ranking.
All they had to do was keep Bama at 10 for this week. Of course, if Bama would beat Georgia, what they did with that, they assured Bama was going to be in it if they lose to Georgia. Basically, was what happened there. But Notre Dame got screwed because, again, if BYU wins, they're going to jump Notre Dame. And if they lose, then Miami's head-to-head with them. Back-to-back, and I don't know, man.
I mean, I think you could still make the pretty valid argument if you're a BYU fan that BYU is getting screwed by being below Alabama and Notre Dame with one loss.
Remember this now, and this is crazy to think about. Remember this. Last year, they didn't penalize SMU for losing to Clemson.
Nope.
So, BYU, like, you can't reward Miami or Notre Dame. Well, Notre Dame would be rewarded because they're ahead of them, but you can't – if BYU loses – they've got to stay ahead of Miami, stay ahead of Texas, in my opinion. Unless they just get...
I think they're
playing a game that nobody else is playing.
I think you can say that, but also, if they lose twice to the same team, and if it's not pretty again, which is a 13-and-a-half
Yeah, but what if the same
spread,
team is great? Like,
that's a very valid point, but I mean, even in Alabama's case, they did... Now, they've got another bad loss on the schedule, but they did beat Georgia at least once, depending on what happens. I don't know. I don't like anything that's happening in that 9-12 range.
I don't either.
I think it's all wrong. I think it's all jumbled up. But this is what if you're BYU, you have a win and in game.
Yeah.
It's not exactly what you're asking for here with one loss, and you feel like you probably have earned more, but you have a win and in game. The chaos theory here and the chaos outcome is if James Madison loses and Duke wins, I have no idea where the fifth bid's going.
Miami, because I get one ACC team in. That's a theory of mine. I don't know if it works.
They would completely botch the rules and throw it all away.
I don't know.
I mean, who even would that open? I guess that would open up Duke with five losses, or would they put in? I guess Troy would beat James. They're not going to put Troy in.
Yeah, I don't know.
James Madison, for the sake of the committee's sanity, just needs to win that game.
Yeah,
which would cover them in a small sense if Duke were to win.
Interesting stuff for sure. A couple quick things, by the way. Texture 0842 says, on the way back from Disney, ready for a great show. Well, I hope you had enough money to get home with gas. Hope it left a little bit in the pocketbook for you. If not, let us know. We'll help you out for some gas money. Also, 5649 said Notre Dame's in trouble. Texas A&M losing hurts Notre Dame, in my only theory for dropping them some. But that was the opening game you compared to the end of the season. I don't know. There's a lot of questions in there. That's just crazy.
With that one, while I don't disagree with the texter, I think that could have gone into the argument. Then that argument would, if you're saying that an opening game, opening week or two game like that matters, then why does Miami over Notre Dame not carry that same level?
I agree.
It's just all a little out there to me. Notre Dame's got two good losses, but they haven't really beaten anybody impressive in a long time.
Yeah, totally agree with that. Clemson's linebacker D. Creighton leaving to go to the transfer portal. Backup linebacker had 5 tackles in 11 games this year. I don't know if you guys, I know you listen, but I had this list out, and it was about 12 deep of guys, and I didn't mention their names. I mentioned positions that I think Clemson needs to see some movement on, and I mentioned linebacker, and there's 12 guys on the roster right now I think that need to move on, and you want to move on, and D. Creighton was one of those because now it opens up the spot. There's a couple linebackers now Clemson's interested in the portal. And so you're hoping to get a little bit better. Creighton was never going to be better than Sammy Brown or Kobe McLeod or Alexander, any of those guys. So he moves out of the way there, and then maybe you get a little better player there. So that's two. Now, Shelton Lewis, as you know, entered earlier, and now D. Creighton will enter. But that's a good thing. Like, you need him. Guy who hadn't played a whole lot there.
It's good for him.
Yeah, good for him. He'll go play somewhere. And it opens up a spot now. Now you got to go get somebody who you think might can help you a little bit. And then finally, two quick things. Number one is we got some Clemson baseball guys entering the portal. They got to get down roster size-wise. They got to get down. I'll tell you about some of the guys that are leaving there. And you mentioned Clemson Bama tonight. How about BYU hanging on to their coach? Good deal there. I never thought it was going to be any kind of fit at Penn State anyway. And so I'm glad to see BYU raise that money. Neil Brown's going to be the head football coach at North Texas. That means that Garrett Riley's out of that job. And finally, today is signing day, and we'll announce all the signees when we get those signees coming in. With that said, Jared Curtis, number one quarterback in the country, five-star, flips his commitment from Georgia to Vanderbilt. He's from Nashville. He's staying at home. He'll be the next Diego Pavia. And he is staying at home as a second straight five-star quarterback that has been committed to Georgia that shunned them. So Georgia will be fine, but boy, Vanderbilt's a big winner here in a shift on the NIL deal and what all it means there. So good stuff for Jared Curtis staying at home. We'll give you all the signees when they happen as the day goes on. All right, first short break of the day. I do want to tell you about my great friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Look, if you want it done on time, on budget, the better building experience works. Craig Brown, the owner of the Greenwood Drives, had this awesome quote. We had a $14 million renovation project, and we had to trust Trail would be completed before the deadline, only 5 months away. There was no room for error, and they delivered. We couldn't ask for a better building partner. They truly walk the walk. That is good friends of the Trail, who, by the way, they shared a building with, or had some property over there at one point in time. Craig Brown, another great endorsement. The leading commercial builder in North and South Carolina. Schedule a discovery session with them. See what all they're doing right now. It really is amazing when you see those Trail trucks out there and see those relationships that are being built at the same time as these buildings. On time, on budget, no lawsuits. It's just going to work. It's TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Short break, talking basketball with Sam Jones when you come back right after this.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact@longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
It's bow time. Two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be.
Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men, men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings and it's red and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop. Your Clemson headquarters.
Go Tigers!
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I was in Ingles over the weekend, and I was down walking down the aisles doing stuff, and I was thinking about commercials. This is the first time I've done this. And I was like, what if I was listening to a radio commercial about Ingles, what would I talk about? And, oh, I got my crab cakes. You know I did that. I got my vanilla cream soda. You know I did that. The lady at the deli is who I want to talk about. So I got this coleslaw, Amish coleslaw. Talk to me. Anyway, it was fantastic. The tied for first with my mom and my wife for the best coleslaw I've ever had. The lady at the, this is the day after Thanksgiving. No, this is Saturday after Thanksgiving, Saturday morning. She was the nicest lady I've ever talked to in my life. Like, she was over the top nice, unbelievable, asking about my Thanksgiving, telling about hers and all. And I'm listening, and like, this is a commercial right now. These people are so helpful. I told you, I pass by the ladies back there in the bakery all the time because we get the coconut cream pies, and I always give them the big thumbs up and tell them they're the Michelangelo pies. The true artiste of pies, and they're so gracious and thankful when you do those kind of things. And then I do that to the people back there making the chicken salad and the egg salad, because, man, it's just so good. That deli department is on fire right now. You get the Boar's Head roast beef and turkey and ham and cheeses. You get all that, their pasta salad, their macaroni salad stuff, their potato salad. Oh, man, it's so good. So let Ingles take care of you. We love the prices, love the savings, love my great friends at Ingles. Segment two of Mr. Sam Jones.
You know, I read the Ingles ad out on Out of Bounds the other day, and I just saw on the sheet that we have vanilla bean ice cream.
Talk to me.
I was like, that's Mickey. All the way. He's probably in the aisle right now.
That's
Turns out you were. You were indeed in the aisle.
My my daughter is, you could tell that she gets it honestly because she gets ice cream almost every day now. She absolutely loves it.
Vanilla bean with Heath bars.
Yep.
That's the Plyler special.
So good.
Men's basketball tonight, ACC-SEC challenge, as per usual. The ACC is off to a very good start, as we mentioned in the first segment. Much, much better than last year, which was pretty bad, to put it bluntly. Clemson did their part last year and has done their part a couple times here the last few seasons. We will hopefully continue that trend tonight, but the ACC as a whole has bounced back from a down couple of campaigns. Alabama, however, on the road, very good basketball team. We're lucky enough here to have seen Alabama a few times over the last couple of years to see what we're getting into.
We'll never get them home. I always got to go out there.
Yeah, we got to go on the road. I mean, last week we got Kentucky at home, so I guess you take that. But you're looking at Alabama in the same way you always do. This is pretty much the exact foil to what this Clemson basketball team is right now. And we've seen Clemson win over the first couple weeks of the season, and we saw them win against Georgia and West Virginia in very different ways. They showed that they could win a shootout against a team that's either even or a little worse than them in that Georgia game, and they showed against West Virginia that they can win one in a little slower, grinded-out fashion. Alabama's going to give you a look that you're not going to see from a single other team in the country.
It ain't slow and grinded out, bud.
Pure tempo, athleticism, and shooting. They're jumping out the gym. They're shooting out the gym. That's what you've got tonight, and you're going to have to match pace somehow because they're going to get you into their pace at some point at home. So, Mickey, I ask you, how in the world, if you're Clemson, a team that doesn't shoot too well from three and does not run at all, how do you go out there and win this game on the road tonight?
This is, you've got to be the grind game. You've got to control the tempo. So far on this season, Alabama has scored 91, 103, 80, 90, 85, 115, and 105.
Good night.
The only times that Alabama has been held under 90 points was they scored 80 against number one Purdue, and they scored 85 against number 12 Gonzaga. They scored over 80 or more in every game. But Sam, in the games in which they've scored under 90 points, they're 0-2. You got to keep them under 90 somehow, some way. You have to find a way to control the tempo. If you can do that, you've got some sort of chance. And it's at home, and it is it's a big game for Clemson. For Alabama, I'm looking at now. What do you think the spread is? Y'all seen the spread?
9.5.
11.5.
Yeah.
So
I thought maybe they'd give Clemson under 10.
Yeah. So that's one that seems about right to me. But you have to control tempo. And then, to be honest with you, this is a bad thing to say, and no coach would ever say this. But you got to hope they miss shots. I mean, Bama's going to hoist up three after three after three. And there are nights in which sometimes they don't go in. And I know that's oversimplification, Sam. You got to play great perimeter defense. You got to keep them off the offensive boards. But Bama's going to hoist them up. And so maybe gets them on a night where they don't hit their traditional 15, 8, whatever the threes are going to hit.
Bama is currently lobbing away at a 37% clip from outside the arc, which at the pace that they play means that there are going to be a lot of open transition threes available for them consistently. Yeah. Filon is shooting 37% from three so far. He's averaging 20 a game. He's fantastic. That's a future NBA player. Aiden Holloway is shooting 43% from beyond the arc right now. Houston Millett's only shooting 33%. You figure that's going to come around. And then they've got a couple other guys who can shoot and have found ways to shoot inconsistently. Amari Allen's shooting 45%, but it's only 20 attempts. London Jameson's 5-11. You can't let anybody who isn't shooting the crap out of the ball hit threes tonight. We saw it against Alabama in the tournament a couple years ago with a Final Four on the line. You don't mind getting shot out of the gym by Mark Sears in that game. That is what it is. But you let a couple role players that don't otherwise shoot the ball well beat you in that game. Yeah. And that was the difference. If you can keep Filon and Holloway from going nuclear and you let them get theirs, you shut down the rest of the team and you try to hold those guys. You try to hold Houston Millett. You try to hold down Taylor Bowen, who came over from FSU, so you've seen him before. That's probably your path to winning this game. And you're right. You got to slow them down somehow tempo-wise. You can't let them play at the fastest pace in the country tonight. It's just not how Clemson plays. However, They did run against Georgia, and they were able to beat that team. Yeah. This is a bit of a different challenge, though, especially on the road.
So one thing you can't do is you can't get caught in a three-point shooting contest. So don't fall for this idea that, man, they're going to hoist them up, so you got to answer with threes. Like, that's not your game, right? So don't get caught up. Like in Illinois, they beat Illinois 90-86. Alabama goes 13 of 36 from three. They threw up 36 three-pointers. They threw up 30. They had 30 shots inside the arc and 36 three-pointers outside the arc. But the problem for Illinois was Illinois shot 32 threes. Like, you can't try to match their threes. You're not going to make their threes. So you hold them as much as you can on defense, but you don't try to get into a three-point shooting contest with them. You will lose a three-point shooting contest. On the other side of it, like in the Purdue game, Alabama shot 43 threes. They shot 23 shots inside the arc. So 43 threes, they made 16 threes and lost because Purdue shot 21 threes, made 9 of 21. But Purdue pounded the ball inside. Purdue didn't fall for it. I mean, 43 threes?
I mean, here's the key from the Purdue game. Purdue out-rebounded them for the entirety of that one, 52-28.
Right.
And some of that, you know, you're having, if you're a team that comes out, shoots the ball a lot, you're going to have a lot of long rebounds. Those are pretty luck-based in a lot of ways. Purdue won that battle consistently. Purdue had offensive rebounds down low 19-7 in that game. It was the best rebounding game Purdue's put up in two or three seasons, at least without Zach Edey, it definitely was. That's the path to beating Alabama. You let them shoot, they're going to hit their shots. They shot well in the first half in that game. They shot 37% from three as a whole. They had some big men that don't usually hit threes hitting threes. It was all working for them in the first half of that game. And yet, they trailed 43-41 at the half at home because they could not grab a rebound, and Purdue was a little bit more comfortable scoring down low and also matching that pace. Now, Clemson can't match the pace quite as well as a team like Purdue can, but what they can do is they can limit turnovers, which is something this team is expected to do well this year, and they can rebound the basketball. Got to get long rebounds, and you have to have your guards in on rebounding in this
Everybody's
game.
Everybody's got a rebound.
Because those long rebounds get past R.J. Godfrey and Nick Davidson. They don't matter anymore. They're rolling out to the three-point line. You got to be the first one to the ground for them before Filon and Holloway can get there.
Let me give you a number here. Two numbers here. They played seven games this year, Alabama has. Only two games had they shot less than 33s. And only two games have they made less than 10 threes. So in a hostile environment, they're going to, you know, they're going to be riled up, and they make these threes, and they get on these emotional runs. Oh, man, it's going to be. But you can't take the bait, man. Like, you just can't take the bait. In the North Dakota game, North Dakota game, opening game of the year, they shot 31 shots inside the three-point line and 27 outside the three-point line. I'm going to check, make sure. I think that might be the only game in which they took more twos than threes. Let me make sure of that. No. They did it for the St. John's game as well. In that one, they shot 40. Let me see if I'm right with saying that. They shot 46 twos and 35 threes. But you see, I mean, even in that.
They got to 100 against a Rick Pitino coach basketball
team. Right. But they're hoisting up shots, man. They had 81 field goal attempts. In a 40-minute game, they got up two shots a minute. Like, it goes up. It goes up in a hurry. You just got to find a way to not get caught up in that trying to answer game.
And for what it's worth, completely unrelated to anything on the court, Nate Oates has once again put together a truly – it's a manly schedule. They are scared of nothing.
No.
They played St. John's on the road.
Yep.
They played Purdue
at
home, but that's still Purdue. They played Illinois and Gonzaga in neutral site games, I believe both were. They lost to a good Gonzaga team. They've already played. They're going to play Clemson. Maryland's not very good, but they went out of conference to play them in the players era. They're going to play Arizona, who might be the best team in the country right now, or at least have a very good case. And then they still have to get into ACC or SEC play. And for what it's worth, they also scheduled Yale out of conference, who are a legitimate power out of the Ivy every couple years here. So credit to Alabama for going out and literally scheduling as hard as they possibly can. This is going to be a very fun game, going to be extremely difficult for Clemson, especially with BYU coming up this weekend, or next week rather, after that.
Yeah.
You get a very good litmus test, I think, for Brad Brownell and his program of where are you right now and what are you capable of doing? Because this, if they can somehow pull this game off, that would be humongous for the confidence of this team going forward. Even if they're able to keep this close and make it tight down into the second half on the road in what's going to be a very, very loud environment.
You mentioned the rebounding. Purdue, like you said, 52-28. The only other loss Bama has had this year was Gonzaga. That's a 10-point loss to Gonzaga. And in that one, Gonzaga, 48 rebounds, and Bama had 36. So yeah, tremendous rebounding in the two losses.
They could not hold down Kaufman, Wren, and Clough when they played Purdue. And
right,
predictably, Gonzaga's a very good team. But Grant E.K. had 11 rebounds. Tyon Grant Foster, one of those wing-guard combinations that you're going to need Clemson to rebound well from, had 7 in that game. A lot of guys just combined to pick up the loose balls, and in a game where Gonzaga shot 27% from three, they were able to grind them out by doing all the little things and win that basketball game.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you beat Alabama.
Tall task, man.
Some things fall through the cracks when you play the ninth fastest tempo in the sport.
Yeah.
Clemson's going to need to pick up all the loose balls. They're going to need to do all the little stuff to win tonight.
But I'll tell you this about Nate Oates. They have an identity. You know what you're facing. You know what, Bama, when you go recruit, and you know what? Kids want to play in that system. And yeah, that's a system now. Bama, a 70% chance of winning tonight. Bama, an 11.5-point favorite tonight. I'd like to see a single-digit game. I'd like to see the game be in the 80s. Take some momentum out of that. Play well against BYU. I don't think if they win either of these games, I think you need to play well in both games or one of the games to get some confidence coming out of it.
Is there a couple people complained, I remember, when they released that this was going to be the game, that we knew this was going to be the game. I don't know if there's a more fun team to play against in the non-con than Alabama.
Sure.
I mean,
oh, yeah,
from a sheer watchability point of view,
oh,
getting
yeah
up and down the court.
Oh, it's going to be, yeah. Put your track shoes on tonight. Now, one factor Clemson does have is they have depth.
Yep.
So you see a lot of guys play very hard minutes tonight. And maybe that helps the Tigers keep the game close somehow, some way. My great friends at One Time Plumber, I'm on their site right now. The name is the number One Time Plumber. Here's the deal. So I can remember when I was a kid one time, we woke up and our floors flooded. In our kitchen, we had a pipe bust in the kitchen area. And, man, it's like, what do we do? Who do we call? How does this work out? And so this is easy. So right now, if it's drain cleaning, if it's plumbing, if it's any kind of septic tank issues, the name is the number. Like, you don't have to look it up. One Time Plumber. Call the number. One Time Plumber. They're going to take care of you. In Charleston, Columbia, Greenville, it is the price is the price. You're gonna love that drain cleaning service, the plumbing service, the you love their like I said, their septic tank stuff they do for you. One Time Plumber is an awesome hot, you know, water heater. They'll tell you all that for you as well. One Time Plumber, the name is the number. Get in touch with those good folks, and they'll take care of you. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. When we do, we'll open up phone lines and text lines. Much more right after this.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Hi folks, Quark here again to remind you to join Donnell Clark and me each and every Friday night for our Tri-County Tech High School football game of the week. This week's matchup features two state title contenders as the Powdersville Patriots from 3A host the 5A Hillcrest Rams. Pregame starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget to help us pick where we go each week by logging on to theroarfm.com or hitting up that new The Roar app, clicking on the poll tab, and casting a vote.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value. All in one winning play. We're family-owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Did you know when you buy your Christmas tree from the Clemson Sertoma Club, the proceeds help send a kid to summer camp? Buy your beautiful Fraser fir or Fraser fir wreath at Ace Hardware in Clemson at the intersection of Highway 76 and 123. They sell out quickly, so be sure to get yours today. Every purchase helps support children in need in our community, and that's what the holiday season is all about. Oh, and to make sure your holiday dollars stretch further, no price increases. Thank you for your support of the Clemson Sertoma Club.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive finance. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
This Wednesday night, the Clemson Tigers are on the road heading down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. This being part of the ACC-SEC Challenge and a rematch of an elite matchup just a few years ago, Clemson looks to make a statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 6:45 with 7:15 being the tip-off. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. 105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Woke up this morning with the sun down shining. Found my mind in a brown paper bag again. Tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. Tore my mind on a jagged
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A lot of great things going on at Blue Ridge Heating and Air right now. So I want to remind you that you can triple stack. It's triple stacking right now for homeowners. So as the preferred local Armstrong air dealer, they're helping you save $2,000. You get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits. You got to do it before the end of the year now. So take care of that. Plus, they get you 60 months of no interest financing or a $2,000 rebate up front on a select system from Blue Ridge Heating and Air. And there's more good news. You can triple stack this thing. Blue Ridge Heating Air also has access to a limited supply of 2 to 2.5 ton heat pumps. They're a smart, affordable option for homeowners looking to upgrade before the new refrigerant models drive prices up. So that's triple values, the tax credits, the financing and rebates, and the lower equipment costs. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today. Visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating Air's engineered comfort solutions. Several things in this segment, something I didn't mention in the first segment. Clemson baseball got a couple of guys that entered the portal. You know, you got too many players at every program now, so everybody's trying to whittle down before the spring semester. Redshirt freshman catcher Steele Bird is leaving. He was a guy that didn't play last year and originally out of Lancaster, so he's moving on. The one that's a little bit of surprise here is that Joe Castellini is entering the portal. He was a guy that came in with a ton of promise and looked great in the very first fall, but some holes in the swing kind of caught up to Castellini. So he's on the way out. We'll give you more. More of those guys got to be coming. You got to get down roster size-wise as far as that goes. Several on the text line. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm coming to you. Texas said that BYU Texas Tech game is going to be a great game. I'm the only guy in the world who thinks BYU has some sort of fighting chance, but that's more to do with how much I like BYU. I love this coach. I love this quarterback. I love the mental and physical toughness of this team. With that said, Texas Tech's a national championship contender, and I'm not sure Texas Tech's not one of the top two or three teams in the country. And this feels weird to say, and SEC fans don't want to hear this, but I think the top three contenders for the national championship, number one's Ohio State, number two's Indiana. To me, number three's Texas Tech. Texas Tech has just absolutely destroyed people. The last time that they lost to Arizona State, and that's the only time, only game this season that anybody's been within 24 points of them, including a ranked Utah team, including a ranked BYU. BYU is 22 points, I'm sorry. Nobody's been within three touchdowns of Texas Tech this year. Lines of scrimmage are awesome. And, Sam, am I wrong? This is a national championship contender they've got down in Lubbock, Texas.
I don't think anyone's beating Ohio State, and I've been pretty steadfast in that opinion.
I'm not so sure Ohio State doesn't lose Saturday night.
I think they will. But I'm intrigued to see how close that game is and if Indiana gets
them. Are you surprised Indiana's only a 5.5-point dog?
No, I think it's going to be a good game. I think Indiana can keep them close.
You think Indiana's the second-best team in the country?
I do. Yeah. I think they're second best. I think Texas Tech might be third. I think it's Texas Tech, Georgia. You can put them in whatever order you want.
I agree with that.
I think the drop off after four, though, right now is sharper than I would have thought it would have been going in. And I'm not sure I would have thought it'd be Texas Tech if you would have told me this before the year, but they are really, really difficult to beat in a grit and grind kind of game. They have an unbelievably good offensive and defensive line. They get as much pressure as any team in the country. They make quarterbacks uncomfortable, and that leads to bad decisions. And as long as Baron Morton's healthy and playing good football, which has been an up-and-down thing this year with his health, they are really very well-balanced. It's just a difficult team to beat. I think they're going to beat BYU pretty bad. BYU's a very good program. They're not as good as this Texas Tech team this year. I think the spread indicates that. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope we get a good game right there, but I'm not too confident we will. They didn't look competitive against Texas Tech last time.
They did not, but nobody does as far
except
as that
Arizona
goes.
State.
Noel's fan gets in. This is an interesting text. Mickey, did Penn State make a mistake by firing Franklin? Seems they've struck out on multiple targets. At this point, I think they have to regret the decision. Yeah, the Jimmy Sexton thing, that feels childish to me. You know, Jimmy Sexton's supposed to be representing people, his best clients and all. Supposedly, Sexton got mad because Franklin was a client and the way they treated Franklin. But guess what? All Sexton's guys get fired eventually, and you're going to hold that against just one team because they're not in the SEC? Penn State had no idea what they're getting into. That is a That's a mistake, though. I told you they prematurely acted on Franklin. And now who are they going to get?
That's the
if they don't get Kalen DeBoer, and I don't think they're going to. If you're Penn State, you need Bama to get blown out by Georgia and message board guy to run off Kalen DeBoer and make him and his family uncomfortable. That sounds crazy. But that's the only guy right now. I mean, who else? Do you go NFL?
Well, here's the problem isn't for me that they fired Franklin. We talked about it at the time. It's a brash decision, surely, but it had built up over a couple years, and it wasn't a three-week thing. They fired him after a three-week stretch. They didn't fire him because of the three-week stretch.
Right.
What he's doing at Virginia Tech right now isn't surprising in the sense that he's had a runway to recruit, and he's a hell of a recruiter.
And he's taken every one of their commitments.
And I feel like we kind of figured that a lot of that was going to happen. The problem for Penn State was if you're going to fire your coach first, you need to have the plan before anybody else. They didn't have a plan, clearly, and if they did, it wasn't a realistic one because you're still hunting for a coach a month or two later, and you don't really seem any closer to me to finding one now that Satake and the crumble cookie money didn't go your way. So if it's not DeBoer, I really don't know where it is. The way they handled it after firing him is the problem here. Not as much firing, I don't think.
How did that Bob Chesney go?
Like, he's right there. He's in your backyard.
Right, but isn't Chesney the guy?
Can you still get him? Is it official at UCLA? Can you still? It might be shady, but could you still get him? I think that's what you probably would have to do, but I don't think that's what happens. I think they go somewhere else. Will they get DeBoer? I don't know. Were they waiting for an Iron Bowl loss for DeBoer and hoping that would push him out?
But you can't hope somebody loses a football game.
You
like,
can
be
if
your
you're
strategy.
You can if you're not prepared right.
Yeah, but that's your strategy.
It was a bad one if that's what they did. I really don't know who they're going
to
hire.
Steven Simpsonville says Dan Lanning to Penn State. No, I don't. Lanning's not.
Why?
Leaving.
Why would he go to? I mean, that's a downward move for him.
Texas to John Gruden. Could Gruden bail you out now?
No, don't hire John Gruden. Don't hire John Gruden.
But who you can hire the intern?
If they fire, I feel like if you're the interim coach now, you feel slighted almost because they're hiring you as the last resort, and you can tell if they were to go in that direction.
Texas is Willie Fritz. That'd be a good hire. Willie Fritz would be a great hire.
They got to do something. Both Oregon coordinators are gone off the board now. The coordinator list isn't exactly extensive
Clint Schumann,
right now.
Georgia?
I don't feel like that's necessary. His flame seems to have gone down a little bit. Maybe he can rebuild it.
I agree.
Someone said Brian Kelly. I mean, like.
No, Willie Fritz. Let's do Willie Fritz. Let's try that one.
Let's go and. How about they go and rob UCLA of Chesney here? That's got to be what I would be doing.
Yeah. How about this one? Lanning and Day getting Pittsburgh Steeler calls.
I am starting to think more than I've ever thought before that someone's going to be getting a call from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's a crazy thought.
All right, here's a question there then. This is weird and wild, all right? Could it be that Ohio State, if Day would leave to take the Steelers job, Ohio State and let's say DeBoer takes Penn State, Ohio State and Alabama could be looking for coaches in January.
I don't
that's
know
not
if
happened.
Pittsburgh would go in a college direction, but it's been so long since they hunted for a coach, and that would be such a unique job opening that you just don't really know what they would do. I mean, I can't imagine a Steelers team without Mike Tomlin.
All right.
And I know a lot of people can. I'm a young guy, but for me, that's been for my waking life of realizing what's going on the football screen and understanding it. That's all I've known.
I didn't know this. We did this yesterday. All right. This is crazy. When Tomlin was hired, he was in his early 30s. All right. The Pittsburgh Steelers, this is what they do. Get this. In 1935, they hired Joe Bock at 34 years old. In 1937, they hired Johnny Blood McAnally at 33. In 1939, they hired Walt Kessling at 35. In 1941, they hired Aldo Donnelly at 33. In 1945, they hired Jim Leonard at 35. In 1948, they hired John Michelson at 32. In 1966, they hired Bill Austin at 38. In 1969, they hired Chuck Noll at 38 and went on to win Super Bowls. And they hired Bill Cowher in 1992 at the age of 34, went on to win Super Bowls. And then they hired Mike Tomlin in 2007 as the 16th guy, but he was in his early 30s at the time. That's what they do. They hire a guy in their 30s. Dan Lanning, come on down. Come on. That's interesting. Very, very interesting. Hey, my great friends at I'm trying to think, Sam, doggone it. Who was I supposed to tell you about in this segment?
What's your favorite jingle?
One, Tom Plummer. Well, I did one Tom Plummer, though.
Well, no, I don't know.
Oh, man. All right, let me tell you about this, then. Let me tell you about this. Prime Lending does a great job. PrimeLendingSC.com. They do an incredible job. Prime Lending is a company that I've done two mortgages with. I believe in them. I love them. These people are awesome. My great friends at Prime Lending are awesome when it comes to getting you the very best when it comes to the rates. And it's not, I mean, it is rates for me, but it's more than rates, too. Like, the rates are the best, but then they go the extra mile. You're going to love dealing with them. It's Prime Lending. Check them out online. PrimeLendingSC.com. Our number two when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary.